10% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. Feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks, picking it up. Let's go.
All right, welcome back. Hour two already. What a quick hour that was. Which is stupid, because that's like saying this 100-pound bag is way lighter than that other 100-pound bag. That's dumb, because it's actually the same amount of time. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking to myself. Welcome back. We are at First Security Bank in the River Market. It's Riverfest weekend. I don't know if you heard. They got free dogs up in here. Just dogs, right, Patrick? Right now? Are they going to do burglars later?
That, I don't know.
Will there be a hamburguesa to be had? I know there are sun chips. I'm a big fan.
I just see dog buns, so I'm going to go with... Oh, do I see...
I don't even care about a bun. I just need a. I want some burglar.
Well, I know. Typically, though, they have buns if they're going to make burgers.
That's true. I'm more of a meat patty guy.
I get you. I'm with you.
I'm more of a just a meat patty
guy. I'll devour the meat patty.
Say hello to Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi. It'd
be awkward if you had said hi to Jody, because you are Jody.
But I will.
Can I take a couple quick calls before we get into what's happening? What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the burger contest, speaking of burgers.
Absolutely.
I'm jonesing for one. Could you tell?
I know. They got hot dogs. They have burgers over there, too, or just hot dogs?
We're going to check on that.
Okay.
Check on that. Jerry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fantastic. You got a dream lineup at Riverfest?
You know, yeah. I have alive and dead, actually.
Okay.
Dead, you know.
Huh.
How about Frank freaking Sinatra or Johnny Cash?
Frank freaking Sinatra.
Yeah. I'll take Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, Frank Sinatra would be fantastic, and Johnny Cash would be outstanding. Plus, you got a local guy, so that's good. Okay. What about alive?
You know, I don't know if it had ever happened. He don't get down here much because of this perceived feud between him and Leonard Skinner. I would love to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Neil Young.
Does anybody remember them?
Yeah, I hope he'll remember that a Southern man don't need him around anyhow. So, you know, just saying.
You know, him and the Skynyrd boys were actually good friends. This big feud was all just a myth. Or did y'all know that?
It's probably over a woman.
Isn't it always?
Well, actually,
it was over a man.
He used to wear Neil Young t-shirts when they played in concert. And Neil actually...
You don't think he was being ironic?
No, I don't. Neil actually wrote a couple of songs for them, and they died. There was the plane crash before they got a chance to record them.
Oh,
true
boy.
Story.
We didn't talk about a wedge driven between two partners. I mean, it's nothing like a plane
sad
crash
story.
To bring it to an end.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for the update, Jerry. I appreciate
time.
The call.
Aye,
there is
that.
No question. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
All right, we got Robbie here, and we've got Jody here, and we're going to talk just briefly Razorback baseball. Can you
Good.
Hang?
I can hang.
Jody, you're so sweet. Appreciate you. We ran her into the top of the hour, and then we're running into Robbie's segment. I mean, she's like, really? You guys are amateur hour.
No, it's fine.
Robbie, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. Sounds like you guys are having a lot more fun than me, though, today.
It's busy down here, my friend.
I can't speak. I don't know. Maybe you're at a clown convention. I don't know what you're up to, but we're at Riverfest, and we got a teal grill fired up with good food and drinks. So, well, they don't have the drinks on the grill, but they're adjacent to. So, it's yeah. No, we're doing pretty awesome, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm just doing grocery shopping, so now. But you guys got me beat, so.
You're not in Hoover today?
No. I didn't make a trip to the tournament, no. We usually decide to save our money for regional play, so I'll be on the road next week wherever Arkansas is, but this week just staying at home.
What do you, I guess it's hard to guess where they might end up. Hopefully, if they keep winning another game or two, maybe they will have earned a 2 seed and end up in a very regional site as opposed to having to travel halfway around the world.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of projections, you know, it looks like Oklahoma State, you know, may get to host a regional. Looks like TCU may get to host a regional. Looks like Rice may host a regional again. So, you know, if you're Arkansas, you're probably hoping for trips like that because it's somewhat close, you know, to campus here. So it would give a chance for some Arkansas fans to be able to make it over there. But, yeah, I think they're playing their way into a pretty good position to where they could maybe get into a regional that close. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, they've certainly taken care of business the last couple weeks here. I remember a few weeks ago we were talking about, are they going to get in or not? There was no certainty there, but they're definitely in the tournament now at this point. Now it's just a matter of seeing which regional they're going to get assigned to.
Robbie Nicewarner of the Arkansas News Bureau joining us in the zone. Arkansas, if you missed it yesterday, smashed by LSU 7-2. They take on Ole Miss, a team they beat 2-1 earlier in the SEC tournament. You start getting into the point of diminishing returns at this stage of the SEC tournament. I will assume that Arkansas will go in with the effort of winning. But, again, when you start talking about the depletion of arms and things of that nature, especially when you go in without Beeks available, you got to think that Dave Van Horn would not be crushed over a loss today.
Yeah, that's my sentiment exactly. It would not be the worst thing in the world if Arkansas lost today and comes home and starts preparing for the regional. This is their fourth game over there today. If they win, they got to play LSU tomorrow, and that would be their fifth game. And then you start to really wonder, well, who do they have left to throw? So I'm not sure what would happen, because obviously you're not going to see Killian, you're not going to see Oliver. They're not going to stress those arms just for, you know, the SEC tournament, because there's something much more important to them next week. So, you know, at that point you start to wonder who would be a starting pitcher. You know, they went with Poche yesterday. They're going with Taccolini today. My guess is that they could start Alex Phillips if they win today, you know, start him against LSU, but he hasn't pitched in a while. So you're really using everyone on your staff right now at this point. So I'm with you. You know, if they lose, it's no big deal. You just come home and get prepared and get ready to go.
Yeah, what's the record now?
37-22.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think? What's your anticipation? A 2-seed, a 3-seed, and is there any possibility they would get sent to an SEC site for a regional?
No. They won't match up with an SEC team. Now, in the super regional round, that's probably going to happen, you know, because there's some of the SEC teams.
Yeah, odds are.
So odds are, the regional that Arkansas goes to could be matched up with a regional hosted by an SEC team, you know, for the super regional round. So that can happen. I remember, Florida and Mississippi State played in the Super Regional, was it a couple of years ago, something like that. So, you know, that kind of thing can happen. But I would guess at this point Arkansas has done enough now lately to probably play its way into a 2-seed. And, you know, it's not a huge difference between the 2 and the 3. You know, you're still going to play in that game, and you're still going to have to beat a 1-seed on their home turf. But I think, you know, Arkansas, you know, is definitely going to be one of those teams that, wherever they're slotted, you know, that team that's hosting that regional is going to look at that and say, oh, boy, this is going to be a difficult test. Because of the fact, you know, Arkansas is such a good pitching team right now with Killian and Oliver. And then, you know, if they can get Jalen Beeks back next week, that's an even bigger bonus. Although I wouldn't expect Beeks to be a guy that's going to go 7, 8, 9 innings like he's done most of the season. If you can get 4 or 5 innings out of him in a start, I think that's what you're looking for if you're Arkansas.
Would you expect Baxendale and or Wise to be available going forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. And if they are available, who would get the job? Because I think Dave Van Horn's been very impressed with Gosser's brought them here this week and obviously filling in last week. So I don't know what to say exactly. I would assume that if Jake Wise is healthy, even though he hasn't been great at the plate this year, if Jake Wise is healthy, just his experience, just his defensive abilities, I would assume that he would still get the nod. But, you know, crazier things have happened. So it'll
Gosser
be
was
good
0 for
to get
yesterday,
another.
But, yeah, Gosser was 0 for, sorry to interrupt, Gosser was 0 for yesterday, but I think that was the first time he's lost as a starter, right?
Yeah, it's the first time they lost. He's been on the field as far as I can remember, so. You know, it hasn't been that many games, and certainly Arkansas has been winning because of other reasons. You know, they've done a better job to play. You know, they've had some dominant pitching, but, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt Gosser has done his job when he's been called upon.
We shall see, and we'll talk next week about where they end up in the regional. But, again, Arkansas Ole Miss today, 3 o'clock. That's on our sister station, 106.7. If they win, they will play at... I don't have any idea. I'll be lying if I told you that I knew, but I don't. Let's see. Loser game 11 goes here, and if they – well, obviously, if they lose, they're done. If they win, they will play on Saturday at noon.
At
against
noon.
LSU.
There you go.
Oddly enough, yes, they'll play against LSU again. So, anyway, we'll see what shakes out. But, Robbie, appreciate the time. We'll talk regional next week.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. That is – Robbie Nicewanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. We appreciate